think it is very fitting that we end our liturgical year celebrating this particular solemnity, Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. I like that particular word, universe, not just necessarily the world, or maybe even particular parts of the world, but of the universe, of all particular things that have been created, whether we see or can't see or know or have ever even encountered. That God has created all things. He is King and ruler of all things. A beautiful thing for us to reflect on and to recognize. Myself, personally, with the particular image of a king, I think there are, of course, particular ways that we can look at the image of a king. Many times we see kings as rulers, kings who govern, right? Kings who protect and care for their people. Particular king who fights off the enemy and any of those who are trying to enter into his kingdom that don't belong. A king who cares for and provides for all the people who are part of his kingdom. And if we reflect on Jesus, on Christ, he does all of these things. First and foremost, Christ destroyed Satan. He destroyed the ancient foe who came into the world, into our world, bringing sin and temptation, doubt and fear, bringing confusion. Jesus Christ comes with the truth. Those who hear the truth and know the truth will follow me, and they will know me. So Jesus destroys sin and death in a very humble way by giving of his life, by sacrificing himself. Maybe many times when we watch particular movies or shows that have particular kings in them, many times they send out first all their soldiers, and then go out the cavalry, and then maybe go out the knights. So in some sense, the king doesn't necessarily go out at all. Or maybe he'll go out and fight with his people. But Jesus Christ gives himself first and foremost. He dies and gives himself on the cross and is risen again to new life and brings us with him as we enter into our own baptisms. Jesus also, of course, as a king, feeds us as we come to Mass each week, receiving the body and blood of Christ, this heavenly food, the banquet that we enter into and come to partake in. Jesus also continues to protect us, right? Continues blessings and grace that we receive when we receive the sacraments. Continues to protect us as we go to confession and are forgiven of sins. He gives us understanding and clarity. Jesus continues to give us the word of the catechism, the words that are found in Scripture, to give us comfort, to give us encouragement, to give us strength in our own daily life. So particular ways that Jesus continues to be our king. And the awesome thing that I find about Jesus Christ is in his kingship is a lot of times too, sometimes with the king, there's a lot of layers. Many people don't get to talk to the king. Many people don't get to see the king. Maybe there's particular attendance you have to first go through. And then there's another group, a layer of people that you have to talk through before you could maybe ever even get the chance to talk to the king. Our King, Jesus Christ, we believe dwells in our own hearts. We can have a conversation and relationship with him at any time that we desire. We have his ear. We have his heart. We are his beloved children whom he has well pleased. So recognizing our relationship with Jesus Christ and claiming his as our King, maybe just like to spend a couple of minutes in a sense of speaking about the particular word of reverence. A lot of times, a particular word of reverence is used when we come to church and being reverent. I believe that reverence really only makes sense if we recognizing what we are reverencing and if we actually are truly present to him whom we are reverencing. So just as when you have a conversation with somebody else, speaking with them, listening to them, trying to talk to them, spending a lot of effort and time, being able to truly be present to them. Maybe we can just take the Thanksgiving holidays. I was at my aunt and uncle's house, my parents, niece and nephew, trying to carry on a conversation while the football game is going on, the Cowboys playing, as my niece and nephew are running around chasing my aunt and uncle's dog, as we're trying to play cards and dominoes. There's a lot of times many different distractions that come up. Even at Mass, distractions of what I'm going to do after Mass. Maybe many of you are thinking about lunch plans. Maybe some of you are distracted by heading back to school tomorrow, back to work tomorrow. Particular distractions of just a heavy heart, of particular things that are going on in life. But a desiring to be present, a desiring to recognize who is here in this church, whom you have come to spend some time with, and that you have come to encounter. So, coming to the church, many times genuflecting before you sit into your pew and as you leave, a sense of a beautiful symbol of giving recognition to God who is present in the tabernacle, a God who has destroyed evil, a God who is ready to encounter us and to be present to us. So coming to the church and genuflecting and recognizing whom we are genuflecting to. We all just stood for the gospel, a sense of reverence, of recognizing that we are listening to Jesus' word to us. Not just another book being read, but the word of God being spoken to us. So we stand and give reverence. Here in a few minutes, we'll all kneel down. Another form of reverence as we read through the Eucharistic prayer, as we read through the Eucharistic feast. Jesus giving of his body and his blood for us to eat and to receive. We come to Mass, we give praise, worship as we join the choir in singing, giving praise to God for what he has done for us, what he has given to us. So many different times throughout the Mass, we're able to give reverence and show our connection and our attention to God. So coming up for communion, as whether you receive communion in the hand or on the tongue, in a sense of reverence of whom you are receiving, of who is being laid on your hands as you form a throne, to receive Jesus, and as you take him into your mouth, as you receive him on your tongue, as you come in line, right before you get to the precious body and blood of Christ, you do a simple bow, recognizing again, this just isn't any particular food that I'm eating, but this is my Savior, Jesus' body and blood poured out for me, and I am present to him, I am paying attention to him, and I am noticing him, whom I am encountering throughout this Mass. That sense of reverence. Reverence also, again, of course, in our dress and how we come to Mass. Giving our best to the Lord. Not drawing attention to ourselves, but desiring to give all the attention to Christ, whom we are excited to come and to encounter, to be present with. Definitely, you're at St. Helens, so thankful to have so many of you here, and I'm always blessed with so many families. I went to a conference last year, and the priest, or the bishop who was speaking, he had spoken, in a sense, the realization that he finds a lot of great peace in that the church is alive. So seeing people, hearing the babies cry, he referenced a moment of being at a church once where they had incense and they set off the fire alarm. There's a sense of liturgy is meant to be something that is living and is alive. And sometimes liturgy is messy, and sometimes there is extra noise. People are excited to see each other. And so always kind of putting those particular dynamics together, this is always a place that everyone is welcome, and everyone should come, and everyone should be welcome to come, but also recognizing the church is a different place, though. God, our Savior, dwells here, and we come to give our reverence and our praise to him, recognizing that he is present here. So desiring to silence our hearts, desiring to silence our minds, to be present and to pay attention to him. I know so many of you, parents with little children, many times I'm amazed that many of you are maybe sometimes distracted by your children, distracted by other things that are going on, yet desiring to be present to God who is here. Of course, here as part of the church, we have a calming room that is there present for parents who can bring their children to calm them down for a few minutes and then to come back into the sanctuary, being present to our God, and being present to his love and care for us. So just as much as we are here, I know sometimes paying a lot of attention to what we are doing, but sometimes we miss what Jesus is doing. Throughout this Mass, Jesus is speaking to us. Throughout this Mass, Jesus is also pouring his love into our hearts. Also during this Mass, Jesus is getting ready to feed us again with his body and with his blood. During this Mass, Jesus is excited to see and to encounter you. Just as our congregation, our parish, is alive and living, we also be reminded that our God is also alive and living, continuing to protect us, to feed us, continuing to protect us and keep us safe. So, may you desire to recognize and may your reverence come from your own heart, not just because somebody told you to be reverent when you come to church, but you recognize in whom you are being present to, whose presence you are in, and desiring to give your true reverence to Christ our King, who has won our hearts, who has redeemed us, and who wants to continue to be part of our daily routine. So just as much as distractions are part of the world that we live in, and even moving into this Advent pre-Christmas season, maybe some of the most distracting times throughout the year, as we worry about gifts and who's going to get me something and what I have to get them, and getting the best deals and making sure all my shopping is done, and getting the parties together and the house clean. What are we going to do for this, and how are we going to do that? When are we going to go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, and how do we continue to go to Mass? And there's these cool talks about Advent and lessons and carols and all these different things that we can participate in. Many different good things also tend to be distracting. How can we also, during this season, be present to God and be present to him and reverence him in our own prayer and each and every time that we come to Mass? So, I continue to pray for you. As you leave today, may Christ continue to be your King in all that you do. May he be the King of your heart, King of your life. May you rely on him to continue to protect you, to continue to feed you, and most importantly, to love you.